好啊，我哋早晨开始啊，我哋早晨嘅聚会啊，请听我哋读啊读一节嘅圣经，喺呢个诗篇29篇第二节，要
我
将耶
们。
和华嘅名所当得嘅荣耀归给他，以圣洁嘅装饰敬拜耶和华。
Good morning. We will begin our meeting today. Let us read from a passage from the Bible. It's located in Psalms 29, verse 2. Give unto Jehovah the glory of his name. Worship Jehovah in holy splendor.
我们早晨一同到主的面前来敬拜祂。
This morning we come together to worship the Lord.
因着主的血洗干净我们，我们有圣洁的地位，我们敬拜祂。
Because of the Lord's blood who has washed us clean, we are made holy and we are able to worship him.
并且心愿我们里面到主面前，也都有实际的圣洁，来一同敬拜祂。
And we have this reality as we come together to worship him in holiness.
我们开始之前，我们有些祷告。
Before we begin, let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们来到主面前，主，我们将我们的敬拜来归入给你。
Lord, as we come before your presence, we offer you up our worship.
哦，愿意主悦纳。
Lord, may you accept this.
早晨，愿意主亲自越过所有的internet。 主啊，与我哋众人有同在。
Lord, may you overcome all things this evening, this morning, and be with us.
向我哋众人嘅心嚟到说话。
May you speak to each one of our hearts.
管理出口嘅，亦都管理我哋听嘅。
And may you be sovereign over all, the one who speaks and the ones who listen.
仆人嚟到敬听。
Your servant heareth.
祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好, 可以將嗰個screen攞低啦。 我哋眾人要讀完呢個以斯拉記。
And I know we've all read this book of Ezra.
究竟我讀完以斯拉記之後呢, 我哋係淨係認識咗回歸嘅歷史。 定係喺我哋嘅生命嘅轉進當中，執著咗一啲咩嘢嘅嘢？
After reading, have we only just found out or gained knowledge of the return, the history of the return, or have we had any kind of growth in our spiritual life?
我唔係問我哋知道咗幾多，乃係我哋嘅生命轉進咗幾多。
Now I'm asking not so for you to answer in a way to express how much you've known in terms of knowledge, but to see how much you've grown in your spiritual walk.
早晨，願意藉著呢個以斯拉記其中嘅一點，啊，同弟兄姊妹有啲嘅交通。
And so this morning, I would like to share on a particular point within this book of Ezra.
特別係交通到器皿啊，呢一個呢一回事，作器皿呢一回事。And
the main point, especially, I would like to share about is being a vessel.
好，請我哋先嚟讀一段嘅聖經，喺以斯拉記第8章，我係由24節開始讀到34節。
We'll begin with some scripture. It'll begin in Ezra chapter 8. We're going to read from verses 24 to 30.
我分派祭司长12人，就是示利比、哈撒比亚和他们的弟兄10人，将王和谋士、军长并在那里的以色列众人，为我们神殿所献的金银和器皿都平了，交给他们。我平了，交在他们手中银子有680铢，银器180铢，金子100铢，金碗20个，重1000达利克，上等光铜的器皿2个，宝贵如金。
And I separated 12 of the chiefs of the priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them. And I weighed to them the silver and the gold and the vessels, and the heave offering for the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his princes and all Israel present had offered. And I weighed into their hands 650 talents of silver and silver vessels, 100 talents, and of gold, 100 talents, and 20 basins of gold of 1,000 derricks, and 2 vessels of shining copper, precious as gold.
我对他们说：你们归耶和华为圣，器皿也为圣，金银是金献给耶和华你们列祖之神的。你们当警醒看守，直到你们在耶路撒冷耶和华殿的库内。在祭司长和利未族长并以色列的各族长面前各了聘。于是祭司、利未人按着分量接受金银和器皿，要带到耶路撒冷我们神的殿里。
And I said to them, ye are holy unto Jehovah, the vessels are also holy, and the silver and the gold is a voluntary offer to Jehovah, the God of your fathers. Watch and keep them until you weigh them before the chiefs of the priests and the Levites, and the chiefs of the fathers of Israel at Jerusalem, in the chambers of the house of Jehovah. And the priests and the Levites received by weight the silver and the gold and the vessels to bring them to Jerusalem unto the house of our God.
我们从阿哈雅河边起行，要往耶路撒冷去。我们神的手保护我们，救我们脱离仇敌和路上埋伏之人的手。我们到了耶路撒冷，在那里住了三日。第四日，在我们神的殿里，把金银和器皿都聘了，交给在司乌利亚的儿子米利末的手中，同着他的一夫尼克的儿子以利亚撒都该，还有利未人耶稣亚的儿子约撒伯和宾内的儿子罗亚底。
And we departed from the river Ahava on the 12th of the first month to go to Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way. And we came to Jerusalem and abode there 3 days. And on the 4th day, the silver and the gold and the vessels were weighed in the house of our God into the hand of Merimoth, the son of Urijah, the priest. And with him was Eleazar, the son of Phinehas, and with them were Jozabad and the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Binuel, the Levites. The whole number, the whole, by number and by weight, and all the weight was written down.
提到在以斯拉记里边讲到器皿呢回嘅事情。
When we read about the vessels in the book of Ezra,
好明显嘅喺各个地方都有提到器皿嘅事。
That in many places it speaks of this term, the vessels.
系嗰个 screen 可落低啦。喺呢个第一章嗰度，我如果打开我以斯拉记第一章嘅时候咧，你又睇见当回归嘅时候，佢哋喺数点呢个王让佢哋带呢个翻去嘅器皿有几多件？
That if we recall back in Ezra chapter 1, they recorded for us all the vessels that were being brought back to Jerusalem.
然后呢,跟着第二章一开始呢,就在那里数点,回去的人数,哪个族有多少,哪个族有多少,哪个支派有多少。
And in the second chapter, if you recall, that they started to count the people, how many people were within each tribe.
同样的,你去到第八章,以斯拉记的第八章,
Likewise, when you get to Ezra chapter 8,
在那里来数点,回去的人数,有哪些支派,多少人?
And it's recorded, counted, how many people went back, all the people, and within which tribe?
第八章第一节开始就数点了,然后去到数点完之后,去到第24节呢,
And it records for us all accounts all the people that went back, starting from verse 1. And when you reach verse 24, it begins to count the vessels.
数点人,跟着数点器皿,数点器皿,跟着数点人.
And first it counts the people, then it counts the vessels, and then it counts the people again.
其实不单止是这里。 如果我们去看这个但以理书的一章一到四节，同样都是这样的吧。
And not only here in the book of Ezra, but if we go to the book of Daniel, it's a similar record.
在这个尼布格尼撒王来灭这个犹大的时候，第一章第二节就这么说了，主掌犹大王约雅敬 并神殿中的器皿几份交付他手，他就将这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙的里边，放在神的库里边。
And when Nebuchadnezzar went to attack Jerusalem, this is how it's recorded in verse 2 here in Daniel. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand and a part of the vessels of the house of God. And he carried them into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God.
王吩咐太监长从以色列的宗室和贵族中带几个人来，就是年少无残疾、相貌俊美、通达各样学问、知识聪明俱备的，能够侍立在皇宫里边教导加勒底的文字言语。
And the king spoke unto Aspenaz, the chief of his eunuchs, and that he should bring of the children of Israel, both of the royal seed and of the nobles, youths in whom was no blemish and of goodly countenance, and skillful in all wisdom and acquainted with knowledge and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the language of the Chaldeans.
看到吗？器皿被掳去巴比伦，人就被掳到巴比伦。
Do we see there that not only the vessels were taken to Babylon, but also the people were taken to Babylon?
从此我就知道呢，原来器皿是指着人，人也都是指着器皿，两个是有关联的。
And so we see that there's this connection between the people and the vessels. The vessels and the people, they are connected.
器皿究竟是着重在哪方面呢？
So what do we want to emphasize when we speak of the vessels?
器皿是指着侍奉的功用。
When we speak of the vessels, we speak of the service in which it is included in.
因为器皿是在神的殿里边来到尽它的功用的。
Because the function of these vessels is within the house of God.
按着新约的话来讲呢，就是尽我们的恩赐来服侍。
That if we were to speak according to the New Testament, we would say we would serve according to our gifts.
所以在以弗所书四章第八节那里这么说的。
And so it says in Ephesians chapter 4, and verse 8.
他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
And so it says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, Wherefore he says, having ascended upon high, he has led captivity captive and has given gifts to men.
意思就是人回来了，恩赐也都赐下来了。
Meaning that the people have returned, likewise the gifts are arriving as well. And this is the story of Ezra. That the people have been brought back and the gifts have been returned as well. And we see that the book of Ezra speaks of the revival of God.
这个复兴乃是神在他永远旨意的里边是预定了的，70年之后要回归，要复兴。
That this revival was predestined, it was prophesized after the completion of 70 weeks.
但虽然是如此，神还在那里等候这个合适的器皿来出现。
Even though it was such as prophesied, the Lord was still waiting on the appropriate vessel.
如果没有这个合适的器皿，这个旨意是不会在地上边来通行的。
That if the right vessel did not appear, it would not go according as in heaven.
所以在以斯拉记里边，但以理、所罗巴伯、所罗巴伯、以斯拉都是神所用的器皿。
And so we see that the Daniel was also a vessel used by God.
仲有这个所罗巴伯、以斯拉都是神所用的器皿。
And also this Ezra and this Zerubbabel were also vessels used by God.
佢哋之所以能够被神所用，唔单止系佢睇见咗神嘅旨意，心里边所要嘅。
And they were able to be used by God not only because in their heart they saw what God needed.
啊，因为佢睇见神嘅预言。
It's because they saw the vision, the prophecy of God.
啊，并且佢嘅心唔喺巴比伦，佢嘅心喺耶路撒冷。
And their hearts were not towards Babylon, but their hearts were for Jerusalem.
啊，唔单止系咁样样，佢哋乃系愿意为佢哋所睇见嘅。
And not only that, but they were willing to offer up, to sacrifice what it was that they saw. That we see they were willing to even sacrifice, give up their lives. We see this in the book of Daniel.
今日我哋活喺呢个世代嘅人。我都晓得神嘅永远嘅旨意系如何。
That today we live in this world, we know what the eternal purpose of God is.
我哋知道神所要嘅系教会。
We know what
基督系教会。
We know what God is after. Is after Jesus Christ. Is after He's after the church.
啊，主要快来。
We know the Lord is coming quickly.
我哋都知道睇见。神嘅旨意
，We know and we can see the purpose of God.
啊，但系我哋能唔能够愿意为我哋所睇见、我哋所知道神嘅旨意，好似佢一样付上代价咧
？But are we willing to offer up? Are we willing to sacrifice what for what we see and what we know?
当我哋读到以斯拉记第九章第十章嘅时候，我哋睇见以斯拉喺嗰度神面前嚟到痛哭。
When we come to Ezra chapter 9 and chapter 10, we see how he weeps and he mourns for the people.
我哋就好奇怪因着以斯拉嘅哭孩童亦都哭众百姓亦都嚟到一同哭，跟住一个大复兴嘅嚟到出现。
And we see that because Ezra, he weeps for the people, then the children weep, and then the elders weep, and we see that there's a revival that comes from this.
这个的恢复不是说我们看见他外边的动作，我们都好像以斯拉来这样哭，那我们就能够有这个复兴。
And it's not this outward action that caused this revival. We see him weeping, so then we go and weep, then which is what causes the revival.
乃是他里面那个的负担，他里面的看见，他愿意为神的旨意付出一切，以至于神能够稳着得着这个贵重的器皿。
But rather it's from within, it's what he sees and what he, what his vision is that he weeps and so he's able to offer that up. And so God is able to find, to see this honorable vessel.
不是外边，那是他里边的摆上。
And it's not outward, but it's what he sacrificed within.
那是他里边的看见，他里边的负担。
And that burden within, the vision that he saw within.
并且呢，我们在以斯拉记里看见器皿的时候呢，你看见呢，神所数算的器皿呢，全部都是众数的。
And when we see what is recorded in the vessels, in the counting of the vessels, we see that it's a complete number.
众数是 plural 的。
And it's a plural, there are multiples.
神从来不数单单数算一个人，你看他数算人，数算器皿，都是众多的。
When he counts, he never counts just a single item. He always counts in the plural, many.
意思就是神家的恢复，神旨意的复兴，不是靠着一个人，乃是由少数人带动多数人。
And so when we see about this revival, it's never about one person. It's always a big, large number of people.
神家的复兴，神旨意的复兴，不是靠着少数人。 但系要众多人一同嚟到叫神家里有复兴，神嘅旨意嚟到俾得复兴。
And for God's purpose for this revival, it is not for just one person to complete or to do, but it's for all to come together and to cause this revival.
讲到神数选数点呢啲嘅器皿，我哋睇见喺第一章里边嘅数点同第八章嘅数点。两次的数点呢，重点并不一样。
And we see when the Lord counts, when the vessels are counted in chapter 1 and chapter 8, that we see, notice that there is a difference.
在如果我们留心来读的时候，在第一章所数点的器皿，就是数点有多少个，有多少个回来。
If we pay attention to chapter 1, we'll see how many, when it's counted, it counts how many items were returned.
并没有数点重量。
It did not weigh out the items that were returned, brought back.
没有数点它有多重啊。
It was only counted but not weighed out.
但是呢，在第一次的数点里面呢，回来的器皿呢，是多了很多的，人数也都是多了很多的。
But on the first return, the number of items were more,and the number of people were more as well.
但来到第八章的时候呢，我们看见回来的人数少很多。
But when we arrive at chapter 8, we see the ones that returned, the number were much less.
但是呢，当数点的时候呢，却数点这些器皿的重量。
But as they were recorded and counted, they were also measured out by weight.
咁究竟主要藉著呢啲话向呢啲嘅记载向我哋讲咩话咧
？So what is it that God wants to speak with us in terms of this recording？
用新约嘅话嚟讲，那系得救嘅人数要满足，系要众多。
If we were to use a New Testament terms, you could say that the number。Of those who are saved needs to be reached and needs to be many.
但是同样神也都要质量。
So the quantity must be reached, but God is also looking for the quality.
如果所有回来的人都是无心的，单单得救的，这个在完成神的旨意当中并不起太大的作用。
That if, only the ones that return are ones who are barely saved, then that would not be fit.
因此我们主在那里来数点这些回来，虽然人数少，第八章虽然人数少，器皿少，但主在那里数点他们的质量，他们的重量。
That in chapter 8, they were not only the quantity was recorded, but also the quality, the weight was recorded.
还有一件事是很特别的。
And another matter was especially interesting, unique.
当他们回来有所恢复的时候，神并没有叫他们重造这些器皿。所有的器皿，按照圣经记载，都是从巴比伦回来的。
That God did not ask for any of these vessels or items to be remade or anything new, but everything was brought back from Babylon.
或者我都思想下，我哋作父母嘅，好多时我哋仔女而家大个咗啦，但系细路仔细个嗰阵时候咧，俾过我哋嘅礼物，或者喺学校里边嘅劳作咧，做爸爸妈妈嘅咧，都唔舍得抌啊，仲摆喺屋企嗰度。
Well, we can think of it in terms of being parents. That if you're parents and you had children, and when they were young, they made gifts or they did some activity that they created something and then they gave it to you. As parents, you would not be willing to toss it away or to throw it away.
神一样纪念当初摩西建造会幕的时候，大卫建造的时候，这一切的器皿，神并不轻易将它丢掉，神要将它保存下来。这些器皿是要回来的。
Likewise, God is not willing to toss aside those things that were created, that were made during Moses' time and David's time. These were to be brought back.
我就想起一首嘅诗歌，啊，主正怀念我。
And so I reminded of a particular hymn, and the hymn is The Lord Thinks of Me.
系啦，啊，就系主怀念我哋，主纪念我哋。
And that the Lord thinks of us and He remembers us.
啊，无论我哋有几软弱、几失败好，爱主都系怀念我哋。
That no matter how often we fall or how weak we are, the Lord still thinks of and considers and remembers us.
器皿所在嘅地位系好紧要嘅。
And the place, the position of these vessels are located are also very important.
器皿如果唔喺神嘅殿嘅里边，呢啲器皿并不尽。
That if these vessels are not within the house of God, then they will not be able to complete their function.
啊，当器皿被掳到巴比伦嘅时候，佢哋乃系喺啊被世界所掳。
And when they were taken to Babylon, they were taken into this world.
啊，佢哋乃。但咧，啊，佢所以佢哋唔能够尽佢嘅功用。
Therefore, they were not able to fully manifest their function.
啊，佢哋回归翻嚟之后，佢能够喺圣殿里边尽佢嘅功用。
When they were returned, restored to the house of God, they were able to complete or manifest their true function.
就好似呢啲祭司啊、利未人啊、以色列人、犹大人。佢哋翻翻嚟之後，佢哋能夠喺耶路撒冷喺聖殿當中盡佢哋嗰份。
Likewise, the people of Judah, the priests and the Levites, they were able once they returned, they were able to fulfill their function.
啊！但係冇幾耐，我哋睇見佢哋又失敗。
But not long after, we see once again that they failed.
我哋屬靈嘅光景豈不是如此嗎？
Is it not the same with us, with our spiritual condition?
我们曾经在这个罪恶底下、仇敌的底下被掳，却得释放，回到主的里面。
We likewise, we were lost in our sin, and we were taken away into this world, but yet we were saved and brought back into the presence of God.
但很多时候我虽然回到来，我却是失败的。
But oftentimes, even though we have returned, we oftentimes will fail.
啊，呢啲啊，从巴比伦翻嚟嘅啊，呢啲嘅人喺圣经里边称呼佢哋为余民。
And those who returned, the Bible records it, their name, the remnant.
啊，佢哋虽然翻咗嚟，但系佢哋又停工，啊，又去娶呢个外邦嘅女子。
Even though they returned, after a while, they stopped building, and then they also took for themselves wives out of the foreigners.
需要神的藉着先知的话，要提醒他们，需要藉着这个以斯拉，要叫他们要悔改。
And they needed a reminder from the prophets, and then they also needed this Ezra to remind them to repent.
原来他们离开了巴比伦，但巴比伦仍然在他们的心里面。
That although physically their body departed from Babylon, their heart still had Babylon in it.
因此他们里面有惧怕，有软弱，会犯罪。
And therefore they had a weakness and they had fear within their hearts and they sinned.
我们今天信了主的人，我们虽然不够，但我里面的心有没有离开巴比伦？
That today, even though we have been saved, have our hearts departed from Babylon.
因此，主喺呢班愚民嘅里边呼召佢哋悔改。
And therefore, the Lord caused these remnant to come out and repent.
用着新约嘅话嚟要讲，就系教会虽然系由得救人嚟到组成，但系亦都满咗好多软弱。
that in New Testament terms, you can say that the church, even though it has been saved, there's full of weakness.
因此，主在教会当中嚟到呼召得胜者。
And therefore, that within the church itself, God is calling those to overcome.
今日边个能够有资格作得胜者呢？
And so for today, who is it that is qualified to be an overcomer?
我哋如果睇呢个启示录嘅里边嘅时候，嗰七个教会，主一样喺呢个七个教会当中，每一个教会嚟呼召得胜者。
That we see in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, that even within the church, these seven churches, God is calling for overcomers.
今日我哋都系信主嘅人。
Now, these are all, we all are ones who believe in the Lord.
神在以斯拉记怎么呼召我们悔改回转，今天神一样，在教会当中呼召我们悔改，我们回转。
Just as Ezra called the people to repent, likewise today, this is how the Lord is calling for overcomers.
我们常常觉得作这个得胜者是超人来的。
And oftentimes when we think of overcomers, we think of these giants, these spiritual giants.
但如果当我们细心去看启示里面的得胜者的要求的时候，原来那是一个正常基督徒应当所做的。But
when we see, we read carefully, we can see that these overcomers, they are ones who can do something any Christian can do.
我没办法逐个教会来这么讲。 但单单讲到老底家教会，就系话你今日如果听见主嘅声音，开门俾佢入嚟，佢就与你一同嚟坐席。We
don't have time to go through each one of the churches, but just to use the church at Laodicea as an example, simply put, the Lord just asks, is just knocking, and if you would open and receive him, that is it.
呢个岂不系？ 一个基督徒应当本分要做嘅事情咩？你听见主嘅声音，开门让我入嚟，呢个系好正常嘅。Is
this not something very very common that a Christian ought to do? That you hear the Lord's voice and you open the door for him.
唔单止我哋咁样做系应当嘅，并且原来咁样做就作为得胜者，并且能够得着奖赏喎。
That this is something we ought to already do, and that as a normal Christian, we ought to do this, and not only to do this, but we would be rewarded for this.
啊，系何等嘅恩典！
What grace, such grace this is.
愿意我哋众人嚟答应主嘅呼召。
May all be willing to answer the Lord's call.
好，我哋翻翻嚟到以斯拉记第八章头先所读嗰段嘅经文。
We'll return now again back to Ezra chapter 8 to the passages that we read earlier.
或者我哋你睇第八章嘅第二十节，就讲到咧，以斯拉去拣选按着名字喺二十节嗰度咧，从前大卫同埋众首领派尼提宁服侍利未人，现在从尼提宁中也带了二百二十个人嚟，系按名指定嘅。
And of the Nethinim, the whom David and the princes had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nethinim, all of them were expressed by name.
尼提宁人呢，就系喺圣殿当中做啲好低贱嘅工作，或者好低微卑微嘅工作，就系挑水劈柴嘅人。
And these Nethinim, they were ones who did the lowest tasks within the temple, and they were ones who they were the hewers of wood and the drawers of water.
估计咧，佢哋就系当初约书亚入迦南嘅时候，就欺骗人，佢哋恐怕被灭绝，因此咧就欺骗呢啲嘅以色列人，然之后咧佢哋就不被灭绝，却被神饶恕，但系就将佢哋放喺呢个圣殿里边做呢啲卑微事情嘅人。
And so these Nethinim, they were actually, as is recorded in Joshua, they were the Gibeonites, and they were ones who when the Israelites came into the land, they did not want to be destroyed. So they tricked Joshua and the people into having them as servants instead of being wiped out. So therefore, they were the ones who became servants at the temple, and they do all of the lowly tasks.
我们都是尼提领人，我们本来都是该灭亡的。
And in fact, we too are these Nethamim.
我们本来应该灭亡的。We
too were ones who were facing destruction.
但神却在创世之前，在基督里边将我们按名字了拣选出来。But
before, even before the foundation of this world, God, according to our names, had called us out.
我们有智慧的不多，有能力的也都不多。
And we know that there are many that are not wise, many that are not strong.
我们就好像尼提领人一样，我们所能做的就是挑水劈柴。
We are just as these Nethinim who are only able to draw the water or to hew the wood.
但是在这个八章二十七节那里，你要数点这些器皿的时候。 讲到一件事情，就系有上等光同嘅器皿两个，宝贵如金。
And if we go back to Ezra chapter 8 and verse 27, it says that there are these vessels of shining copper, precious as gold.
铜又点能够同金嚟相比咧
？How can copper be compared with gold？
但神嘅话讲，虽然佢系铜，但系宝贵如金。
But God's word tells us that even though these were of copper, they were precious as gold.
我就思想到呢啲嘅尼提尼人，佢哋被掳到去巴比伦之后嘅光景系如何。
So I thought of these people, these Nethinim, who were brought to Babylon as well.
佢哋究竟系咩嘅光景？
What was their condition?
当初佢哋喺以色列人当中做呢啲卑微嘅工作，嗱，因着佢哋祖先惧怕被灭亡，所以佢哋毫无选择，要归顺以色列人。神赦免佢哋，叫佢哋不至灭亡，却能够喺圣殿里边做一啲卑微嘅工作，服侍利未人。
That you see these Nethinim, they were in their ancestry back then, they had no choice. They were forced to work in these lowly tasks within the temple because of the trick, because of what their ancestors did of not being annihilated.
好似佢哋系比呢个以色列人低好多级啊。
It seems as if they were even lower than the Israelites by many levels.
但系当佢哋与以色列人犹大人一同被掳到巴比伦之后，佢哋应该系按照今日嘅话嚟讲，佢哋被释放啦。And
according to that time when they were taken captive along with the people of Judah, the people of Israel, that at that moment they were all, you could say that they were all set free, liberated.
以色列人如何被掳到巴比伦去？ 尼提领人亦都如何被掳到巴比伦去。Just
as how the people of Israel were taken to Babylon, these Nethinim likewise were taken along to Babylon.
佢哋唔需要再有咁嘅阶级，佢哋唔需要再服侍利未人，佢哋亦都唔需要再服侍圣殿，因为冇一个轭喺佢哋颈嘅上边。That
they no longer had this yoke on them. They didn't need to serve the Levites. They no longer needed to serve within the temple.
我哋晓得以色列人喺巴比伦如何嘅嚟到繁盛丰富。And
we see how the people of Israel in Babylon, how successful they became.
尼提领人一样都有同样嘅机会，因为佢哋系同一条起跑线嘅上边嚟到生活。And
these Nethinim should have had the same kind of success because they were all lumped together.
點解呢啲尼提靈人願意從巴比倫自願嘅翻到嚟耶路撒冷，再作世世代代喺神入邊當中作呢啲卑微嘅工作咧？
So why was it that these Nethinim were willing, even with their success in Babylon, why were they willing to go back to Jerusalem to do these lowly tasks?
他们不再跟他们祖先一样，恐怕被灭绝。
They were no longer as their ancestors who were afraid to be annihilated.
我就想起一些例子。
And I was reminded, I thought of an example.
好似香港我哋有几十万嘅菲律宾嘅家庭佣工。
And we in Hong Kong there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of overseas workers from the Philippines.
系啦，佢哋系做呢个 housemaid 嘅家佣啦吓。
And many are they keep the house, they are the housemaids.
但系咧，亦都好多嚟咗美国。嚟咗美國，佢哋就做咩啊 ？Daddy City 好多護士啦。
And so a lot immigrate here to the United States, and what jobs do they do when they come here? They become many of them in Daddy City, they are nurses.
喺香港好多嘅金鋪、銀行、看門嘅都係印度人。
There are many security guards in Hong Kong to watch over those the jewelry stores and those kind of stores. Many are from India.
但系咧，佢哋移民嚟咗美国之后咧，好多人咧就买咗呢啲嘅 motel 有啲喺呢个硅谷度做呢个科技喺科技行业嚟做工嘅。
The many who come to immigrate to the United States, many are in the science. They work in the sciences, in science.
呢啲人佢哋今日愿唔愿意放弃喺美国做护士，喺美国做呢个科技高级人员，翻到香港去做看更，翻到香港去做呢个菲佣咧？
Now, would these people now having come to the United States and immigrated and have better lives, better jobs, would they be willing to go back and become the maids and the security guards back in Hong Kong?
但他们当日这些尼提灵人愿意从巴比伦回来。
But that day, these Nethinim, they were willing to go back from Babylon.
不单止他们回来，他们这样做，并且连他们仔仔女女世世代代都要放弃巴比伦美好的事业，在神的殿里面要作挑水劈柴的人。
Not only themselves, but their children, and they brought them back to go to the temple and to work and do those things, to hew the wood and to draw the water.
这个比我想起历世历代这些宣教士，他们不单止将自己的生命前途摆上，也将他们儿女的生命前途一同摆上。
That it reminds me of all the throughout the ages, all the missionaries who were willing to not only offer up themselves, but their children and their lives and their future as well.
今天我们却是如何呢?
How is it? How are we today?
我们是不是真的尼提灵人呢?
Are we truly Nethinim?
我们是不是真的有他们同样的看见呢?
Do we see the same thing as they saw?
我们是不是愿意放弃我们的所有我们的权利来到主的面前来服侍他呢?
Are we willing to give up everything, give up all of our rights to serve the Lord?
是不是我们都愿意不单止放弃我们自己，也都放弃我们在这个主权来到一同来服侍主呢?
Are we willing not only to offer up ourselves, but offer up our children and their liberties.
这个就是主跟我们所说的，这些他们是铜，虽然是铜，却宝贵如金。
And this is what is recorded and what is written, that although they were copper, they were precious as gold.
愿意时间关系没办法再讲下去了，有机会我们继续来到交通下去。
And because of time, we're not able to continue, but if willingly, we can continue next time.
愿意主藉着这些话 唔单止叫我认识一啲回归嘅真理，并且向我心里边问呢啲嘅问题。
That not only through these words, that the Lord would just give us some knowledge of the return, but we really within our hearts we would gain some truth.
请Michael 弟兄带我哋有祷告好吗？我同你翻译。
Let us end with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much.
Oh, 父神，我哋何等嘅感恩！
We thank you for the words that you've spoken to us.
为着你向我哋讲话，我哋感恩。
Lord, may we be ones to hear and to open our hearts to you.
Oh, 主啊，愿意我哋都喺呢度，主啊，我愿意我哋都将我哋心向你嚟打开。
Oh Lord, who are we that you would consider us?
Oh, 主啊，我哋究竟系边一个？主啊，你居然主啊嚟到顾念我哋。
But yet with all of our struggles and all of our failures, Lord, you still consider us and you still remember us. And Lord, so we thank you for your grace and your loving kindness. May we be ones who heed your call and open up our hearts. And we thank you for your words, and may it be planted within us, and may it continue to bear fruit.
愿意主的道在我们里面来生根建造结果。
Once again, we thank you, and we give you all the honor and glory and praises.
我们将我们的感恩重赞归给给我主我神。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.